And I would echo what these guys were saying about it's been very rich for me to sit and hear your story and sit in your presence. You know, I was trying to think what way to describe the richness. And you know, it's, for me, I love really good coffee, and it's like, you know, the best cup of coffee, or you know, an amazing hot fudge sundae. Just the rich, you know, the richness of those situations, and the savoring would be a good word. I savored the times that you shared. Would be what I want to say. And you know, it was interesting to hear you talk about, you know, your life as a kid and exploring the world, and getting to play and to wonder. And I too, you know, thought the whole thing about Daddy's dairy farm and the beauty of how you describe that. But as I reflected back, there wasn't much else that I learned about your interaction with mom or dad in those situations. And it was really, really sad for me to hear the story, you know, of the stammer and its impact in your life, and also, you know, your decision to remain silent, you know, for 18 months, you know, really to hide. It was to hide. I don't want to be seen, you know. And also to hear the stories of, you know, you're taking the soiled pants and putting them in the closet. And I wondered where your parents were in this. Parents are there to rescue us. And I didn't hear any story. And I'm not judging, I don't know. But I wonder, where were your parents in helping you to walk through trauma, major trauma as a kid? That's their job, is to take care of us during those times. And I'm angry at, you know, the cruelty of the kids, because I can, and again, you didn't talk too much about that, but I can imagine the cruelty that you walk through in those situations. And the shame that we take on, that we're broken and it's about us rather than about things that are totally outside of our control. I cannot change that, you know, is the thing. But it's like, you know, we take it on, and it's who we are. And I really feel sad for that little boy, the little boy who was there. And then the agreements that come out of that. That's been the story. And that's how Satan has come against you, is all these agreements that you have taken on in your life that need to be broken. You know, you need to get on that gurney and break them agreements. You know, in some, you know, that I have no goals, and that, you know, I can't, you know, a man who can build telescopes has goals. They might be building a telescope, but those are goals. You know, a man who can learn poetry and write poetry has goals. It might be learning and writing poetry, but those are goals. Those are major accomplishments that, you know, are far beyond my life and what I can do. Those are not, you know, defects type of a thing. The glory of your life is you are a Hubble. You are a Hubble telescope. You are a telescope. You love telescopes because you are one. You can see things that we cannot see. And you can reveal things to us that we otherwise would not see. And part of it is, as these guys have said, it's the beauty of God. You can see things in space, in this vastness up there that I can't see, and you can help me understand what it is that's happening. And that is God's world, and you are interpreting God to me when you interpret those things to me. And that is such a gift to me, that you are able to give. So, I'm just going to call you Hubble from now on. You know, like, yeah.
Sticking.
And you can solve a problem, you know, you can translate a Bible. Those, again, are amazing accomplishments in a man's life. You may not be totally done. I know a guy who's carving a mountain out in South Dakota. He died, and the mountain's not even halfway done. And his kids have now stepped in. But he gave a vision to somebody else who then won't finish it either. But they'll give a vision to somebody else. And that's, we're an ongoing story. There are no ends to this story. It's an eternal story. And so you are part of a gift, you know, to people, and you're part of a gift to whoever carries it on after you. It's not your job to get it all done. You know? And again, it's like, where do these things come out? That where do the agreements come that I'm a failure and that I'm self-deceptive? And I wonder, and again, I don't, was it part of the message that came to you when these other things were going on, when you were a stammer, you know, when you stammered, you know, or when you had, you know, bowel challenges? What were the messages given to you? And did that little kid take those on, and that's about me as part of that? And again, that to me is how Satan comes against you. He comes against you with these things that you are broken. You're not broken. You are a magnificent gift, you know, of God. And to me, what God's doing in your life now is making sure you hear this message. He wants you to know how precious you are. Precious, that's the word. You are precious to your Father, you know. And that comes about, you know, in walking with oriented men and walking with oriented people. And then showing us the beauty that we can't see. You have so much richness again in you that, you know, that we want it. We get everybody in here got excited about it. And yet, you've tried to live this life separate from me. You know, I don't know if, and again, I wonder, it was going to New Guinea part about, again, about getting away from people who can talk to me because there's a different language over there. I don't know. But it was like safety in some ways. You don't need to be safe. You have, you know, a God-given strength inside of you, and you have many, many God-given talents in front of you, and you've got a God who loves you, you know, and you, you know, you are a very gifted man, and you have brought, you know, a lot of, again, the best word I can think of is richness into this group, and I'm thankful for it. So, appreciate you.
Thanks for saying that. Thank you.